Well, President Trump's response and his rhetoric and hyperbole at his press conference was essentially delusional twaddle. And of course, he immediately has attempted to distract the attention and focus away from the Republican loss by firing Attorney General Sessions. President Trump is very much worried because now there will be the actual constitutional checks and balances on the executive branch that the Republican House of Representatives completely abrogated. The Democratic House will exercise oversight. They will issue subpoenas. They will want to look at his tax returns, not because of any sort of political vendetta, but they will want to look at conflicts of interest. They will want to see where he has financial ties that may have a conflict in terms of his foreign policy and even domestic policy, because certainly he has engaged in some rather eccentric decision-making, if not outright erratic, that would lead one to believe that either he is mentally incapacitated or he has some conflicts of interest that he just refuses to declare. So there will be checks and balances that is provided for in the U.S. Constitution that the Republican Party completely abrogated. He will not have California GOP Representative Devin Nunes acting as his pit bull and running over and giving him information, behind the scenes that a congressman that exercises oversight is not supposed to be. But President Trump has a long history of declaring victory when he has been absolutely defeated. He has a long history of saying that he does not settle lawsuits when, in fact, he has settled lawsuits. So this is completely normal for him to declare victory when he has been defeated. And keep in mind, the midterms are not over yet. While the Republicans are still holding a majority of 52 seats in the Senate, in Florida, Senator Nelson's recount, he may prevail in Florida, and in Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema has taken the lead, and so the Democrats may pick up retiring Senator Jeff Flake's seat. So the Senate may end up to be closer than expected, so it may be a draw in the Senate. So no, the Republicans did not win the midterms, and contrary to President Trump's statement that all of his candidates that he campaigned for won, that's not entirely true either. In South Carolina, he endorsed a candidate against Congressman Mark Sanford and defeated Congressman Sanford, but his candidate lost to the Democrat in the general election.